Jersey Grill on Jersey Ridge Road in Davenport. Cubs are kicking off their first game of the year, and we thought this would be a great time to talk about Weeblos at the Y. So we have Jessica Hurd here. Jessica is with the North Family Y, and well, Jessica, what is your position at the YMCA?
I am the director of youth development. So anything that happens outside of the pool and outside of the youth sports arena is a program that I'm in charge of.
Wow, that's a big responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of dumped another event on you with this, or we teamed up with this Weeblos at the Y, and you've agreed to help us out and run this thing, and we're really excited about it. And I think there's a little bit of a buzz, but can you kind of talk about a little bit about what we're hoping to get going with this?
Well, Weeblos at the Y was kind of when we sat down and started talking about how we could help do programs together. We talked about having a sleepover, you know, a lock-in kind of event at the Y where the scouts could come and recreate and work on some requirements that they might need.
Yep.
And then spend the night in the gym. We have a humongous gym over at the West Family Y, and we could put a lot of tents in there, and we just thought it'd be a neat idea to have the kids come and have a good time and maybe work on some requirements that they need and not really have to worry about the weather, because we don't have to worry about it being too cold or snowing or raining or
it's
hailing or
dependent. So the two requirements that we decided that would be good to offer were Aquanaut and
Ready Man.
So those are the two that will be offered at the event. We'll have the pool open. We're going to have a canoe in the pool.
There's going to be a canoe. We're also going to be able to have some relay races and some different pool activities for the scouts to enjoy. And then we're also going to have food, because, you know, we can't have an event, a scout event, without lots of food.
Right.
Well, I know you work out of the North Y.
Yes.
And this will be hosted at the West Y.
Right, because I'm in charge of both
Ys.
Oh,
okay, okay. And so it's the weekend of April 26th, which is a Saturday night, leading into Sunday morning,
right.
7 to 8.
Yep, 7 p.m., and it'll wrap up at 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yep, and you'll have to come get your kids at 8 a.m., or we'll turn into pumpkins.
I know Ian and I are looking forward to this event. It's something new and different that Catan has to offer, and I think something definitely outside of
the normal.
You know, and I know we're really looking forward.
Well, we've already got some buzz surrounding it. We've already got some people that are already signed up, which is fantastic.
That's awesome.
That's more than, well, it's about a month away. Usually we don't have people signing up until the week of. We do have limited space. So we're only looking at 100 people that can show up to this event. So if you are out there and you're listening to this and you're interested, sign up as soon as you can. You can sign up. The flyer is on the Facebook page. We sent it out in a couple mass emails. If you need to find it in another place, we've got it on our website. But there's contact information there, and you can always call the scout office if you have any questions about any of our events.
Now, I know... During college, I used to work at the Y and doing city camps and camps during the summer. What are some activities that the Y has to offer for youth from, you know, Easter until about August?
Well, we are gearing up right now for our spring youth sports session.
Oh, yeah.
We also have our information out for our summer sports camps, so that information is readily available. You can stop in at any welcome center and get that. We are going to have a Dragons summer swim team. So if your child is interested in swimming and being part of a swim team, the Y is a great place to get started with that. It's low pressure. You know, you don't have to invest a lot of money into it. You can just try it out and see if you like it. And then we have a couple of big events coming up. We have our Healthy Kids Day that we're going to have actually in the morning at the West Y on the 26th. We're going to clean the gym up from that, and then we're going to have it open for some basketball playing in the afternoon, and then the tents are going to move in.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep that building hopping all day. We also have an event coming up called the Bunny Bash. on April 12th. We're hoping.
Are you killing rabbits?
No. It's a bash in terms of like a party. We want to give families an opportunity to come and visit with the Easter Bunny, take some pictures for free with the Easter Bunny,
nice.
So it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to get your child's picture taken.
Yeah.
Do some crafts and have a cute snack and just enjoy being at the Y with the Easter Bunny.
Well, you know, Ian has a 2-month-old. That sounds like a good photo opportunity.
Absolutely.
Or for the Scott family. Absolutely.
And it won't cost you $25 like at the mall.
So according to, in comparison, it's real cheap.
It's $10 per member family and $20 per non-member family. And it doesn't matter if you have 3 people in your family or 8.
Sure. In that same line, what are memberships now? Single family? What are the prices for that? Because I know I'm always curious.
Well, we have a great membership situation right now because we have our standard memberships, which is what we would consider most families falling under. It's $37 for the first adult. It's $12 for the second adult on the membership, and then any children that you have are 11. So whether you have 1 child or 5, it's $11.
Sure.
So that would total up for 2 parents with kids, it would be $60 a month. With that, you have the access to all of the Scott County family-wide branches, and we have 5 right here in the Quad Cities right now, and then we have, you know, a reciprocal agreement with Two Rivers and Moline, and then we also include Maquoketa in that. So if you want to drive up to Maquoketa, you can use their Y as well. So it's a really good family value. But we also have this thing called income-based memberships. And so we encourage everybody to visit our website at scottcountyfamilywide.org. We have a calculator on there. You can put in your family income, the number of people in your family, and it spits out a number for you. And so, like, when I did it, I looked back at when I moved here in the Quad Cities in 2005, and I was a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids, and we just had my husband's income. I put our numbers in there, and we would have gotten our family membership for $51 a month.
No kidding.
So it really helps out people that, you know, want to access the Y and are trying to fit it into their budget somehow.
That's great.
And we always have our scholarship program, too.
Sure. How long have you been? You mentioned that you moved here and you were a stay-at-home mom. So how long have you been in the role that you're currently in right now?
I've been a full-time program director for a year now.
Okay.
Before that, I was a program coordinator, and I did that for about 3.5 years. And then before that, I was just a part-time employee at the Y.
Sure.
I joined in 2005. I was looking for a place to come bring my kids. I was a stay-at-home mom. I needed to meet people. I saw the hot tub, and I saw that they had child watch, and I thought, I could put my kids in child watch and sit in the hot tub and read a magazine. Where do I sign?
Great deal.
So, and then I did, you know, I took some water aerobics classes, and I did some personal training and stuff like that, and I tried out some of the Zumba classes and things like that. But that's the great thing about the Y is that we have something for everybody.
Right, right. No, your son is in PAC 54.
Yes.
Out of Paul Norton School with, they're chartered by the Bettendorf Rotary.
Yes.
So you came here in 2005. Where were you before then? How did you get to this area?
Oh, we were in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
And my daughter was a Girl Scout, a Daisy Scout. So when we moved here, I became a Girl Scout leader, and she was a Girl Scout up until middle school. And so we did a lot of great things with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois. And then when my sons were old enough, they were excited about Scouts, too, because I saw their big sister selling cookies and doing all this fun stuff and going to sleepaway camp and shooting guns. They really thought that was great because their sister came home and said, I shot a BB gun. And so as soon as that they were old enough, as soon as they were in first grade, we signed them up. And so I also have my oldest son is in Troop 89.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome.
So, and he's very bummed because he can't go to sea base. He's not old enough.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I want to go on that trip with them.
Yep.
He's extremely bummed. I said, you know what? They're going to go again. I promise you they'll go as soon as you're old enough.
No, awesome. Well, hey, well, we have 3 questions that we have that we're going to try and ask everybody that we talk with. And so the first one is, what is your favorite current television show?
Oh, you mean it has to be on the air right now?
Right now.
That's a really hard... I'd have to say The Middle, because The Middle. Every time I watch that show, it's like somebody took a camera and came into my house. I can relate so much to that family and what they're going through with their kids. And my dishwasher does work, though. It's not held together by duct tape. But nice. That's probably my favorite show right now.
Excellent.
Awesome. Our second one is if you could have any job in the world, so your dream job, doesn't matter on education or anything, you get to have your dream job, what would you be doing?
I would want to be a philanthropist, and I would want to be able to figure out how to support other nonprofits and sure. other organizations and find money and sources of revenue so that we can do more good
right.
in our communities and help more kids access opportunities and be successful.
And that's a way more humble answer than I would ever give.
What's your dream job?
Space cowboy.
I guess I'd want to be Bill Gates. Because I would want to just travel around and just give away money.
I think Bill Gates is rich in the right way.
Sure.
Like, he's richer than anyone can ever dream of. And half of his money he gives back to charity.
Right.
It's just amazing.
Well,
it's amazing.
Because it all comes full circle. You know, you give them those opportunities, you provide them with these resources, and then eventually they're going to be the ones that are running the companies mm-hmm. and coming up with these great ideas.
And that's why my job is so cool right now, because I can see kids developing and I can see, you know, the kids that we've helped stay in school and graduate, because we do a lot with our Solutions program and our ACES program, and it's so important for our community to have these kids staying in school and mm-hmm. to give them, you know, a way up so that they can, you know, do for their families someday. And I know you guys spend a lot of your time fundraising too, and we want all kids to be able to go to Boy Scout camp
right.
regardless of income, and
right.
we want them to go to Seabase, and we want mm-hmm. them to have those experiences
right.
and so that's why we do the mulch sales and the popcorn
mm-hmm.
sales, and we
sure.
you know, ask people to donate, because
yep.
we want everyone to be able to do that.
Right, absolutely right.
Yeah.
We got last question. If you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, who would it be? And what would you eat?
Well, I would have steak, because I love steak.
So
and
who you're eating with wouldn't be a vegetarian.
No, it couldn't. No, no, I wouldn't be able to eat with Steve Jobs or anything.
Or like, no Gandhi,
right?
No. I hope Jesus eats steak, because I would like to have dinner with Jesus. But if I had to eat lamb, I guess that would be okay too.
We know it wouldn't be pork.
I don't know what Jesus ate. What did he eat?
Figs.
Figs?
Yeah, figs.
Okay,
nobody
I guess
got
we
got mad at that tree.
I guess we'd have figs then, and, you know, some unleavened bread.
Yeah. Well, and this is a good time, because it's like a Lenten time.
Yeah, this
season. So you could probably eat steak with Jesus as long as it's not on Friday.
No. Where would you invite Jesus to go have supper at? Would it be at your house, or would you come to a restaurant? I'm just trying
My house isn't clean enough, so I would...
but the thing is, Jesus would probably wash your feet.
So he probably wouldn't care if my house was a mess either. Really.
Yeah, I don't think he would care
no.
too much.
He wouldn't judge me.
He's pretty forgiving.
That's funny. Like, as well as your house clean enough to have Jesus over... You know, that's like
that is our part. That's the question that we ask ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
Is our house clean enough to have Jesus?
If Jesus wanted to come over to the house, but he'd be, man. Well, on that note, Weeblos at the Y, April 26th and 27th, $20.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be a great time, and I know that Ian and I are both looking forward to it. So, Jessica, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
And we will be definitely talking with you soon. And we are looking forward to Weeblos at the Y. So thank you.